worship assistants. Worship is all about showing the worth of our faith in God through Jesus Christ. On Sundays or any time we get together, we gather as one family in Christ around word and sacrament to give God glory, to grow in faith, and share our mutual support with each other. Worship is like a family dinner at Thanksgiving. Liturgy literally means the work of the people and is our pattern of worship. Lutherans believe worship is something we participate in rather than passively watch. Worship is not a spectator sport. We are not an audience. We are all participants. Now, seminary training helps pastors to understand and write liturgy, administer the sacrament of communion, and proclaim the prophetic word in a sermon. But one of Martin Luther's great gifts of worship was to write hymns and translate the Bible into the language of his people. This brought all believers into the participation of worship. All of our members assist in that role in many ways. Each week, congregations list in their bulletin their worship assistants. Altar Guild members set the table for the meal of communion. Acolytes assist by lighting candles or gathering offerings or assisting in a baptism or maybe carrying a cross in a procession on a festival day. Ushers assist with worship materials and emergencies and helping the flow of worship. Lectors of all ages read scripture. Cantors chant the liturgy or psalms. Organists, pianists, choirs, and other musicians lead the singing or proclaim the word through the gift of music. Some help with sound or lighting. Some bake communion bread or bring flowers. Artists might provide banners or other gifts to help celebrate the church year. And everyone assists by participating in song, in prayer, and simply by showing up so that the family is truly more involved in leading and supporting worship. Worship is a participatory event for all. Worship is a team event. What gifts of time or energy might you bring to the table? If you are parents with young children, you know that we all try to find many ways to involve children in worship. You know, simply by being here, your kids are learning the liturgy. They are getting used to the parts of worship and the flow. And so when you bring your children, you are a worship assistant for your family. When you let your children put your offering envelope or their own nickel or dime in the plate, you are helping them to learn about stewardship. And they are assisting in the life of worship. Children's activity pages offer children the themes that adults are hearing about and singing about on any given Sunday. When a child comes up and receives a blessing at communion, they are showing other children, by their example, that worship is a place for children to participate in also. And when a youngster shouts out, "Amen," at the wrong time, or sings when everyone else has stopped, so what? This is the Spirit moving them and their way of helping us to remember that we once were young. You remember what Jesus said about welcoming little children? That is at the heart of the kingdom and at the heart of our worship. Don't ever be embarrassed by your kids. They are God's gifts to you. And they are as much a part of our family as anyone else. If worship is important for anyone, it's important for all, especially children. Some churches have even put a clear window at the back of the sanctuary so if little ones get too restless or noisy, you can have a brief time out but still see and hear what is going on. And if you have other ways that you would like to be involved as a worship assistant, or have ideas for your children, please pass them along. Every time we gather to celebrate Easter, there is some way that all assist in making that meaningful and full of joy.